From trucker talk to tales from the road and everything in between, it's time for Truck Drivers Talking Trash. Now your hosts, Cross, the Lady, and Sheldon.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Truck Driver Talking Trash Show. My name is Darren Cross, a.k.a. the Black Polar Bear. To my left, I have the beautiful lady, and I have my funky technician to the right
Hello.
Of her. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today's our first show. How y'all feeling?
Feels good.
Oh, man, listen. To all the listeners out there, this is our first live show. We want to say thank you for all the listeners out there. We appreciate your time and your energy to listen to us for the first time being on air tonight. We have a special guest, Kizzy Parks, this evening. And before I go any farther, first thing I want to do, I want to thank Megan, Alan, Rich, everybody for putting our show together.
Absolutely.
And the two most important gentlemen, Adam and Andy. So can I get a round of applause, some cheers for those beautiful people out there. Thank you so much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, before we start, let's talk about the Super Bowl and introduce Ms. Kizzy Parks. What do you think about that Super Bowl?
Wow. I say that the Chiefs came in and did what they had to do.
You know what? As a 49er fan, Patrick Mahomes is special.
Mm.
You know, you only see this once in a lifetime. You know, this young man is something special. He's only 28 years old. He is special. But like I said, ladies and gentlemen, we do have a special guest, Kizzy Parks. Is she ready yet? Okay. Dr. Kizzy Parks.
Yeah, well, I'm happy to be here on the show.
Thank you. Yeah, listen, we're newborns at this, so you have to bear with us, okay? So first thing I want to say, thank you to take time out of your busy schedule to come to my show. I am very appreciative that you did this for me, and I want to say thank you very, very much, young lady. To my left, I have Lady, and to my right, I have Sheldon. We have questions for you, but the first thing I want to ask you before to ask you a question is, how did you get started into government contracts?
Wow, I mean, that's a great question. You know, like probably many of you, and for those listening, I didn't even know it was a thing. I had no idea about it. So it was by accident that I got into it.
Oh, wow.
When I was in graduate school.
Because
go ahead.
Oh, no. I want you to finish, because the thing is that I was really in a bayou, because you went through your colleges. How many colleges did you graduate from, Mrs. Kizzy Parks? If you don't mind me asking.
No worries. I graduated with two. I have a PhD in industrial organizational psychology. And it was during that time that I was like this research fellow, and I was about to graduate, and the director of research was like, oh, I heard you're graduating soon. I want to keep you on as a contractor. And I was broke, and all I thought about was who's repaying all these loans. And I was like, I just want to like get married, find a man, live my life. And I said, yeah. And I was like, let's do it. Okay. And I had no idea what that meant. So that was over 15 years ago, and it was just me when I started, and today we have about 100 people who work for us.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And also, like I said, I did a little homework on you. You was $197,000 in debt. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and there's been bigger numbers, too. So, a lot bigger.
Wow.
Yeah, especially when I first started out, I was like, I ended up taking out my 401k because I didn't know about accounts receivable, accounts payable. I didn't know that I had to wait 30 days to get paid, sometimes 60 days. And it's taken a long time to work on the financial side. It's something that we don't talk enough about, even entrepreneurs. You know, throughout my course of being in government contracting and being an entrepreneur, no one really talked extensively about numbers.
Okay. Well, like I said, I'm going to pass my first question over to a lady. She's going to ask you your first question.
sure.
So for our listeners, I wanted to just know, like, what are the services that you would offer for some of our listeners?
Well, what's important is what do you want to achieve?
Okay.
That's what's most important, is because in the government space, yes, there's transportation opportunities. There's a woman in my Facebook group who just won a contract with USPS.
Nice.
And she said that that's her area of focus. I know of people who have gone after contracts to move furniture, to move documents. But as far as every day, every week, you're hauling something, I don't know about all those type of contracts. Mm-hmm. What I do know, and this is what's beautiful about government contracting, is it goes back to what are you open to selling? Because the government buys everything. They buy sheep shearing. They buy furniture. They buy HVAC services. And the thing is, you don't have to have an expertise in those. You don't have to have a license. You can find somebody to do the services. So, like, for instance, we have a contract for radical collaboration training. I didn't even know what that was.
So, what is that?
Radical.
It's called radical collaboration. Mm-hmm. And it's the Department of Interior, which is where Fish and Wildlife fall under. And my team found a company who does it. We understand training. And we ended up winning the contract. It's a $1 million contract over 5 years. So anytime they need training, they'll reach out to one of our companies. And I think we've won 3 or so opportunities with them. And the reason for it is because we were like, hey, why not? Instead of, no, I don't understand what this means. I don't want to do it. So that's why really asking yourself, what are you willing to sell, mm-hmm. is vital. Mm-hmm. If someone's like, no, all I want to do is trucking. Okay, cool. Then you're going to only be able to provide what they're looking for. If you're like on the other end of the spectrum, I'll do whatever, I'm open. Then you have way more opportunities. Then you become like an Amazon.
Oh, wow. That's
absolutely
nice.
Absolutely.
That's something to definitely check into, ladies and gentlemen, especially if you are into moving, if you're into environmental. Yeah. Hey, you just got a heads up on where to go look at for a contract.
Dr. Parks, can you tell us about middleman contracting?
Yeah. So this concept, I feel like it's taken off like a TikTok dance where I had never heard of this. Like I started in government contracting in 07 and I'd never like heard of this kind of stuff before. So, in essence, what happens with the federal government and on the state level is they have a need. So the need could be for staffing, it could be for lawn maintenance, furniture, again, sheep shearing, whatever it is. And what companies will do of all sizes, the big companies like the Boeing, Lockheed Martin, they do the exact same thing. They just don't call it middleman. They call it subcontracting.
Mm.
Kind of like when somebody's crazy and they don't have a lot of money. Let me rephrase that. When somebody doesn't have a lot of money and they do really peculiar things, we call them crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But if they have a lot of money and do very peculiar things, we don't call them crazy.
They're more innovative.
Call them a genius.
Yeah, exactly.
They're innovative.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We have different terms. So most people call this subcontracting, but this whole middleman concept has come out. So just so everybody's aware. So with the middleman, basically, you as the prime, you find an opportunity and then you source someone, something, to get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
So if you bid on sheep shearing, so there was an opportunity for sheep shearing. So you can Google, let's say it was in Kentucky, you can Google sheep shearing in Lexington, Kentucky. And I'm sure somebody would show up and you could contact them, hey, I have this opportunity for sheep shearing with, let's say it's Army. I'm wondering if this is something that you're interested in. What would it cost you to do XYZ? I'm looking to bid on this. And let's say they're like, oh, my God, that'd be great. I don't want to do all that paperwork. The government, I don't want to deal with them. I just love sheep. And you put in a bid, and depending, you could win. And then you're not doing the work. You're just managing the work. You're making sure the sheep are taken care of, that you invoice appropriately, and you pay according to the arrangement that you have with the guy or woman providing the sheep shearing services.
Oh, wow. That's... And, no, that's very interesting. I just hope that a lot of people listen to this could take hold to some of this advice that you're giving us tonight. Dr. Parks, are you going to be with us with the whole hour?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Okay, listen, perfect. Did you watch the Super Bowl?
I watched part of the Super Bowl. I watched the halftime show. But well, I did. I was. It was very hard. Because my Detroit Lions should have been there.
Oh, you're a Michigan native.
So, I am. So I've always been a Lions fan.
I'm a diehard Michigan man. Go blue. Go blue. I bleed blue. I'm a diehard Michigan. And we won the national championship this year. So I'm excited. So I lost the Super Bowl, but we did win the national championship. So, you know, I can brag a little bit.
We did. And... yeah, and the 49ers, I mean, whatever.
I know, you're heartbroken. It's I know. But your coach has no business going forward on 4th-and-2. You should have punted the ball or kicked the field goal.
Well, I mean, you know, everybody does what they do. But, hey, he got them further than anyone in a long time.
Yes, very long. But, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, Dr. Parks can be with us for the whole show, the whole hour. That's a beautiful thing. I want to let you know you listen to the Truck Driver Talking Trash Show on WICC 600 AM. We have Lady, we have Sheldon, you have me, Mr. Cross. All right, Lady, any more questions, honey?
I think a question for me, too, is just where did the passion for this come from you? Like,
it's a lot of answers for that. It just happened because it, I mean, truly allowed me to have a life that I never imagined I would have.
Wow.
And I'm just getting started. I'm like first quarter, first 7 minutes. Like,
definitely.
I'm not anywhere near where I plan on being. So, and put the life part aside, the most important piece are the agencies, the clients that we serve, and, of course, my team members. So it's amazing to be part of. For instance, we have a contract with the Food and Drug Administration.
Oh, wow.
To inspect vape tobacco shops.
Mm.
And you do so because of bad things that happen. Like, I just read an article that in the state of New York, there's still locations selling flavored vape products, and they're selling things that they're not supposed to. Thankfully, we haven't heard of anyone dying of recent, but it's great to be involved in something where people literally die, where they're trying to market to children.
Exactly.
And then also, we do a lot of work with the USDA, and it impacts food inspectors, and everything that a food inspector does impacts us because they want to make sure food is free from foodborne illnesses.
Excuse me, Dr. Parks, I don't mean to cut you off, but you said that the flavor vaping, what's the dangers in that? Because I'm just curious, you know, because I didn't hear that flavored vaping was dangerous. It's the first time I ever heard anything like that.
All vaping is dangerous.
Yeah, smoking, period.
Due to the unknown ingredients, so there's a couple of things. One is the ingredients. The second thing is they often market the products toward those who can't legally buy them.
Mm-hmm. So is that because of the flavors?
And because it's like with a lot of products in our society, you want to get people in when they're children.
Yeah.
You want them to buy from McDonald's until they die. You get in with a Happy Meal, and you keep buying until it's time for you to go to another place.
Yeah, me and devil dogs.
Right.
Picking devil dogs.
So the basically you feel like the flavored vape pens are more directed towards the younger generation.
100%.
Well, yeah, and they're not supposed to sell them to younger people, but they're not exactly. That's why the FDA has the regulation that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It's to help ensure that all of the locations are meeting the requirements. There are a ton of requirements that they need to meet,
mm-hmm.
and it's just about safety. All it is at the end of the day is about safety.
Absolutely.
Safety and making sure that a product that is not designed for kids is not being targeted for kids.
Safety is paramount.
Do they have to be 18 and over to purchase these flavored vapes?
Well, they're not supposed to purchase certain flavors. There are certain things that are they're supposed to be illegal.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
And so that's what you're working with the FDA for regarding that?
Yes. So, like, for instance, there's a ban of flavored vapes. And in New York, this is an article in the New York Post.
Mm-hmm.
It says New York officials are doing a crummy job of enforcing the ban. Their words, not mine.
Mm-hmm.
And so from a federal perspective, there are different things that our inspectors are looking for.
Okay.
So there's state level regulations, federal level regulations, and it's all around safety.
No, this is something I would definitely be interested in because I have adult children that participate with the vapes sometimes, and it's just good to know. It's good to know that somebody's behind that trying to regulate and make sure it's a little safer and not targeted to younger children or teens, for that matter.
Young adults.
Young adults, absolutely.
I mean, I have my brother's girlfriend works in the school system in Michigan, and there are elementary kids who bring in vape.
Oh, that's intense.
And what part of Michigan were you born, Dr. Parks?
I was born in the Detroit area, but my family is not from Detroit. So I was born there, but my family's all from the West Coast.
Oh, wow.
Man. Yeah.
Before we jump off topic, I wanted to just ask, are the penalties just fines, or can it be criminal in some cases?
Good question.
That is a good question. There's two things that'll happen.
Mm-hmm.
In extreme cases, they'll be shut down.
Okay.
And there's some type of enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be a fine if they get shut down. It should be a fine.
Well, being shut down is, I think that's a little bigger than fines.
No. If you get shut down, it should be a fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're breaking the law. You don't want to go to jail. They're going to hit you with a fine. You know?
I understand that.
And it varies as far as what's occurred and things like that. So, but thankfully, the vast majority of the locations that are inspected, they do fairly well.
Okay.
So it's not as if everyone's failing and there's this world of zombie vape people. There's a lot of good things happening too. So it's been a great. It's an honor to be part of the program.
And Dr. Parks, I got a question. Do you guys regulate the sale of illegal marijuana?
To my understanding, there's no federal guidelines on that because it's not legal. It's legal at a state level illegal at a state level.
Yeah, if you drive a truck, you can't smoke weed, no matter what. It's federal. You're mm-hmm. not having it.
Same thing with having a federal firearm license. If you have a medical card, medical cannabis card, or you use marijuana, you're not supposed to have a federal firearm license.
Got it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Dr. Parks, can you tell us a little about the AAA program?
Yeah, so maybe your listeners have come across people talking about, like, yeah, you know, you get money from the government if you're black, or if you're a woman, or you're a vet, or, you know, I once had somebody say that to me, like, oh, did you win these contracts because you're African-American? No. Like, I don't know. I'm like, I miss that. Like, where is that? Where is that button? You just get money because exactly. of how you look. Like, that doesn't happen for anybody. There's no, like, boom, I get a bunch of money. So there is this program that was created several years ago, and it's called the law. It's the number 8 in the law.
Alpha.
And then A is in alpha. So it's the number 8, A is in alpha, 8A. And it was initially created to help, like, small businesses, right? Because if you think about it, how do you compete against a Lockheed Martin?
You can't.
Right. So then they were like, hey, we're going to help small businesses so that they can get more work to subcontract and prime. And then as time went on, they expanded it to include a socioeconomic disadvantage. And many people assumed, oh, that meant if you're a shade of brown. So it's a little convoluted because I was in the program. I got in the program in 2011. And when I got into the program, being a woman or a shade of brown didn't guarantee. You have to meet more than just that, those requirements. Number one, there are requirements around how much your net worth is. Mm-hmm. There's requirements around your annual income. Like if you make over $500,000 a year, you're not going to qualify. I don't care who you are.
Dr. Parks, I got a question.
Yeah.
What if you're a 100% disabled service-connected veteran?
Okay, that has no impact on the 8A program.
Okay.
Yeah. The 8A program is all strictly about your economic background and that you're able to show that you have been basically discriminated against. So you have to write a narrative and you have to have evidence. So I had to do that in 2011, and you have to do that today in 2024.
That you said you had to do that?
Right. And you have to show evidence. So it can't just be, well, I went to a crappy high school because of where I lived and I didn't get the same opportunities. You have to have evidence. Like, I worked at a job and I was passed over and I have evidence. Here's proof that I was passed over because of how I speak, how I look, because of my religion, because of blah, blah, blah. Like, you have to have evidence to support, as well as you have to meet those financial requirements.
How long is the determination process?
It can take up to a year.
Oh, okay. That's not too long.
Dr. Parks.
But I just want to quickly add, the payoff is you can get contracts sole source to you up to $4.5 million.
Wow.
So that's why a lot of people like it. But there's more to it, right? It's like a lotto ticket. Yeah, you can play the lotto. You might win, but there's more to it than that. But go ahead with your question.
Dr. Parks, give me 1 minute. I'm going to give out the phone number. I'm going to have some listeners call into the show, Truck Driver Talking Trash Show. The phone number is 203-333-9422. Truck Driver Talking Trash Show. The phone number is 203-333-9422. Go ahead, Mrs. Parks.
Yeah. I will say about the service disabled question, there is a service-disabled, veteran-owned small business set-aside, and it requires that you show your discharge papers. They ask different questions. You have to have your business set up, and you go through the SBA. I believe the portal is called Vet Cert or something like that. It's free, and I encourage anyone out there to sign up for it. It's
Parks,
a great tool. Yes.
What about the SAM.gov part of it?
That's great. I'm glad you pointed that out, because your listeners may be wondering, like, okay, this is all amazing, but where do I even begin? So where you begin is registering your business. You can do it for free in SAM.gov. And I have a ton of free videos on my YouTube channel under Kizzy Parks, SAM, like Uncle Sam.gov, G-O-V. And you type in your tax ID number, you answer a bunch of questions, and yeah, it's going to take some time because I just registered another business last night. But once you do that, you should be ready to bid on government contracts. The max is like a month, and that's only if you just don't have certain paperwork, but it should be approved in a few weeks.
Dr. Parks, I got a question. How do you feel about organizations like SCORE?
You know, when I first started out, I used a lot of free resources, and I'm all about getting as much information as possible. You want to learn, apply, and adjust. And so going in, whether it's SCORE, it's a Small Business Development Center, it's an APEX, it's a VA, I mean, a veteran focused center or woman center, the more you learn, the better. I would just preface that a lot of these places, the people are amazing and they have great track record, but there are few who have ever owned a government contracting company. So just be aware of that. So you want to then get additional information, not only from me, but from others on YouTube,
like
from
Fox
books.
Wade.
Right, right. Who I interviewed for my channel. He's also from Michigan.
So
yeah, you definitely want to do that.
So you said it was sam.gov, like Uncle Sam, and then you just go on and you register your tax ID?
Yes, you go under entity registration, and the process is very similar in the very beginning, like you're applying for TSA PreCheck.
Mm-hmm. Is there a credit minimum?
No, it's not credit-based.
No?
No, it's not credit-based. Oh, most important is you need to have a physical address for your business.
A physical address. Okay.
No virtual offices.
No. Okay. Like, it has to be a place where you could have an actual professional meeting.
Who's responsible for the loan if the business defaults?
There's no loans. This is a program to bid on work.
Oh, okay.
And if you can't provide the work, I mean, then it's on you.
Mm-hmm.
No different than Amazon. If Amazon messes up your order, it's on Amazon. It's not on the person who delivered the package. It's on Amazon.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Dr. Parks, I was always told that discrimination is an act.
Yes.
Like it's action-based. So if someone were applying for the 8A program and they could point out like specific things like where they've been discriminated, be it based on sex, creed, religion, all that stuff, would they have a better shot of making it through the 8A program?
As long as they meet all the requirements. You must have a sales requirement. Typically they want you to have brought in like 100, 125,000. They like if you've been in business for 2 years, that's not a requirement. But so they want to make sure before the part about discrimination that once you get into the program, you're going to take advantage of it. Because what happens is it becomes like a gym membership. Mm-hmm. People sign up, they're all happy, and then they go one time and never go to the gym again, but they still pay every month. And that'll happen with the 8A program. A person puts in all their time and energy. They apply, they get in, and may not do anything. I talked to a gentleman like that. He has a successful business, and he's in the program, and I said, how long have you been in? He's like, oh, 2 years. How many things have you been on? Two. Really? What is that going to do for you? So you've spent all this time and energy, you're in the program, and you're not even taking advantage of it. And they don't want that. They want to be able to show successes, like, hey, this person was able to take this program and build a $500 million a year company. You know, that's what they want. So before even getting to the discrimination point, you got to make sure you're ready to leverage this, because I equate it to hunting. All it is a hunting license. You're not just going to get contracts. They're not going to fall out of the sky. You still have to bid on them and you have to work it. But when it comes to the discrimination part, you just have to show evidence. So, for instance, this woman who had contacted me, she said she experienced all this sexual harassment. And it's like, okay, but then you said there was sexual harassment, but then where was the discrimination? Did you lose your job? Were you passed up for a promotion? Like, you can't just say, well, you know, I experienced sexual harassment. There's got to be action.
So the proof matters.
So behavior. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And especially given the court case in the state of Tennessee and the upcoming election. They're never going to get rid of the 8A program for various reasons, but there's definitely going to be an intense spotlight on it.
That's I'll tell you, give us a world of knowledge in the half an hour you've been on the show.
We so appreciate that.
Man, I'm telling you something.
We really do.
It's like going to school.
Listen, I'm so connected right now.
Took a lot of notes.
I'm coming out. I'm going to definitely come out. I'm going to look her up thoroughly and see what she is about, for sure.
Please do. And if I may, I just want to add this. I have a colleague, and his set-aside is small business. He did over $20 million predominantly doing middleman or subcontracting last year.
Wow. That's awesome. That's really awesome.
And so you don't even need any of these other certifications. It goes back to the initial question. What are you willing to sell? What are you willing to do?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of business do you want? If you want a $20 million a year business, you can get it. It took him less than 10 years to create it.
Mm-hmm.
But he figured it out. And so it shows you can do the same thing. So the opportunities are endless.
Well, Mrs. Park, so like again, we thank you for coming to our show. I'm glad you're still hanging out with us. We're going to change gears for a minute because I want to talk about that pathetic halftime show. What in the crap were they wearing? What were they wearing? Well, somebody tell me, what were they wearing?
It was amazing because Usher took his shirt off. It was an amazing halftime.
We're here for it.
Yeah.
We're here for it.
I don't care about taking off his clothes. He looked better without his clothes on anyway. You know, the damn outfits were horrendous. Lord have mercy. Oh, man. Even her. What did she? She like one of those cartoon characters from a video game.
I know.
Oh,
it caters. It caters to the millennials.
And what did Ludacris have on?
I mean, considering the fact that it's middle-aged men with bare bellies watching the Super Bowl. I mean, you know, we got to have a little something.
The sexiest thing about the show was Alicia Keys.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised Usher didn't get slapped by now.
Listen,
she done rubbed up my woman like that. She's a married woman.
She's always a crowd
pleaser. Swiss Beats is from Florida.
For sure.
He's from New York originally, but I know he lives in Florida now. Swiss Beats are going to smack that
boy.
He
probably knows what comes with the entertainment business.
Oh, man. Listen to me.
Come on.
You see Will Smith smack somebody over nothing.
It didn't feel PG to you?
No, it wasn't PG.
Mm.
You know? So what you feel about that, the way Usher's up on that married woman?
You know, look at it between them.
Absolutely.
Maybe absolutely. It's something they talked about. Maybe they already arranged it. I mean, they sang that song together so long ago. And
I'm pretty sure that was definitely practice and approved.
Plan.
Tested and approved.
I don't think so.
Cross is always with the trouble. He always want to pick a little.
I ain't picking nothing. I'm looking with my own two eyes. He act like he never seen a sexy woman before. Come on now, he a grown man.
The performance is, that's your interpretation of the performance. I think that's a classic song, and it was done beautifully. I loved every minute of it, and I'm always here for Usher. He makes me wanna.
I'm looking for my number one.
Yeah.
Are you looking for number one? Oh, ain't you sweet? Looking for number one.
Number one.
Are you on the dating app? Or
no, I'm staying away from dating apps. Staying away from grocery stores.
That's car washes. I don't know. Where do people meet?
I know. It's hard. I think the biggest place for people to meet nowadays is, like Kizzy said, grocery stores, you know, the parking lots of many places.
Like Walmart?
Well, Walmart, Target.
Target.
I think Usher said, don't leave your girl around me.
True player for real.
Hold on, we have a phone call. We have Nina from Brantford calling.
Okay. Hi, Nina.
Okay. Hello, everyone. I'm enjoying the show tonight, but my comment is to Dr. Kizzy Parks. First of all, like to thank you for coming on the show and discussing with the listeners information that's vital.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are not aware of how you can and that you are eligible for the contract. There's not a lot of information that's circulated within our community letting people know that the requirements to get these contracts are not that difficult. So I want to just thank you for putting that information out there, because I worked in, you know, in the field, and a lot of times I would hear people say, there's no help out here for us. There is help. We just don't know how to get it.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of people out here who have skills and have the skill set to do exactly what those people who are making that $250,000. They just don't know how to get in the door. So thank you for sharing how people can get in the door.
Thank you,
that's
Nina.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you, Nina, for the phone call.
I love that. Thank you so much. I mean, she's spot on. And that's why I love talking about this, because the more we know, then it opens up this world. There's so, we have 50 states. You can bid on work in any state. You don't have to just bid on federal work. You can bid on both. You can just bid on work at the state and local level. There's so much work out there.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Joe Biden.
Was that real?
That's real.
Listen.
Infrastructure bill, baby.
Right. Hey, that is true.
Google it. If you're a Trump supporter, Google it.
Very true.
You know, thank you. Thank you, Joe Biden, for putting more money into trade schools. Thank you, Joe Biden.
I was going to say, right now I'm in this place where I'm trying to read more and, you know, just really gain more knowledge, because knowledge is power. I wanted to ask you, it's kind of off topic and, you know, maybe a little primary, but if you had a book for the listeners, one in particular, or maybe three, what book had a profound impact on you?
Well, I'll be remiss if I don't mention my book. So you got to check out winnerswaybook.com. Winnerswaybook.com.
Yep, Winnersway.
I bought it.
Book.com. Mm-hmm. Winnerswaybook.com. It's amazing. Check that out. That's number one. Mm-hmm. As far as books that have impacted me, there's a lot. I mean, I'm listening to Ultra Processed Food on Audible, and that's life-changing, just learning about the food industry.
Mm-hmm.
I love both of David Goggins' books.
David Goggins. Okay.
He's a SEAL. He's originally from Buffalo. He is an ultra marathoner. He held a world record for pull-ups. He's just a beast. And he has two amazing books talking about just his life. His life was, I mean, I like the Audible because you're definitely going to cry.
Definitely.
When you hear about his life.
Plumber or something?
Say that again?
I think he was like a plumber or something. He was like 300-something pounds, had to lose a bunch of weight in order to get into the SEALs.
Yeah, he was really overweight. He, within like 3 months, he lost the weight to get into the SEALs. He went through BUDS like 3 or 4 times due to medical issues. And he's one of few black SEALs. And he just keeps pushing things to the next level. Now he's a smoke jumper. He has an amazing Instagram account. It's just what I love about him is the motivation and to really go deep into what we're capable of doing as human beings.
Dr. Parks, how do you feel about self-love and the idea that health is wealth?
I firmly believe in that. That's one of the main reasons I'm here in Mexico for 6 months, is because of that. Without health, you don't have anything. There's nothing. Like, you can have all the money in the world, but if you're super unhealthy, then your life is going to end
Yeah.
And better than somebody else.
From respect all the way down to just self-wellness, how you feel and, you know, how you impact other people. I really feel like I agree with that, because I really feel that when you don't take your health serious and you don't have the knowledge to make sure you're the healthiest version of yourself, people really don't, I feel like people don't really respect you as much.
Well, first of all, our food is so much processed in it now. Your body can't get rid of it.
No, it's true.
So you really have to watch what you eat. Trust me.
I always tell my kids, if you had a buzzard for every time you put trash in your body and it went off, would you still eat nuggets and hot dogs and those things outside of home, of course? And they laugh at me. And I just think that the more knowledge that's out there about the processed food in that industry, the more, you know, people are aware. And it's like, once you know, you got to act.
I'm a guy, fact for you. You know, I'm all about facts. Five food companies produced all the food in America.
Oh, wow.
Only five food companies produced all the food. Chicken, hamburgers, turkey, five companies.
Wow.
Even the generic ones are brought out or deal with the big companies one way or the other, just to stay afloat. The farmers have pretty much suffered under everything that's been going on in America. The farmer, the Midwest, has suffered more than anybody. Small farms, mom and pops, they're barely holding on.
Well, I think that book is, I think that's the book when she was referring to the ultra processed food. I'm going to definitely check that one out.
Dr. Parks, are you in there like working out?
Yeah, I work out 5 days a week, and I follow a diet that Eddie Abneau, you can find him on Instagram. He's African and lives in the UK. He has a fat release diet, so I'm following that. I'm part of his community. But yeah, I work out here. I had a tough workout today. It was upper body. It was exhausted.
Always.
Dr. Parks, if you're ever in Connecticut, you should check out Doomsday Gym in New Britain.
Hold on, we got a phone call. Ian from Vernon. Ian, are you there?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey,
what's
Ian?
Going on? Thanks for coming to the show.
Nice. How's the show? What? This show's about truck driver talking trash?
Yes, sir.
All right, dude. What kind of trash we talking though? I was wondering what a myth was about truck driving.
A myth about truck driving?
Yeah, what's the lies they tell about it out
Men
there?
Men drive with our women clothes
like,
on.
What's a myth?
Men driving with women clothes on. That's a myth.
Nude driving. So that's all. That's driving. Common.
Yeah.
The driving to naked.
Hey, listen, it depends what state you're in, because some of these states are hot, brother. Woo!
Hey, Darren, what about seeing the dog?
You have to. Those days are over. You know, you have to realize the regulations have changed.
Mm-hmm.
There
ACs
are so many computers.
Not good in trucks.
Oh man, no. The ACs and trucks are awesome.
Yeah, they
man.
Are.
Oh man.
Lord, in the back cabin is definitely more smooth than you really think, because
it's air ride. It's all air ride.
Yeah.
It's all,
you literally could sleep like a baby back there.
I can vouch for three trucks.
Really? The beds are nice?
Oh yes. Kenworths, Volvos, and Freightliners. Peterbilts are just sexy trucks, but they're a rough ride. They're very tight inside, very tight.
I think one of the trucker myths is they all have an extra family somewhere.
Oh, that's a fact. It's lonely out there.
It's lonely out there.
Hey, they don't call the milkman's kid for nothing.
Listen. They have a lot of names.
Hey, you guys, let's keep it PG. Like, we're on the radio. My six-year-old's listening. Shut up.
Thank you so much, Ian, for calling in.
Thanks for calling in.
And stay tuned with us. Thank you.
Yeah. Every Monday.
Every Monday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., we'll be talking some trash.
Dr. Parks, it's been a pleasure having you.
Oh, man, it's been awesome having you, Mrs. Parks. And I'm glad that we reached out and you responded back to us. Thank you so much. Like I said, you're a very busy young lady. Thank you.
Thank you for being so personable and relatable. Being a first guest. I really appreciate that. Definitely. Yeah. Very refreshing.
Well, you set the tone. So I appreciate each and every one of you. I know that this show is going to be a huge success. I'm always here, not only rooting for you, but anytime you need me back, I will be there.
Absolutely. Oh,
thank you,
absolutely.
Mrs. Parks. Thank you for that. Thank you. Because definitely we're going to be reaching out because we want some of those contracts, too.
Yeah, we do. We want to figure out how to do it. We want to figure it all out.
That's it.
And pay to play, you know.
I'm going to do a little commercial quick. Cross and Cross Transportation. It's a small company with a big heart. Phone number is 475-800-5642. Go ahead, Mrs. Parks.
Yeah, I mean, it's want to just share with everyone listening that the sky is the limit with government contracting. I mean, I've come across people who sell and offer so many things. For instance, one of my students, he and his father were in the program, and the son, I think the son is under 25, and he ended up winning a contract for furniture where the contract was maybe 80, 90, and he was going to make, I think, 30, 40,000 on it.
Wow.
That's
awesome. For furniture. That's awesome.
So, yeah, his biggest hurdle was just finding the money, and thankfully his father was able to help him with that. Because he knew the outcome. Like, hey, you know, when you know that you're going to make such a substantial profit, you are able to figure out where to get the money. So it just shows you there's so many things that you can sell.
Dr. Parks, do you have any advice for a 37-year-old electrician that's in the union that's going through this government contracting process?
There are often contracts that may involve an electrical component, not to any puns or anything, but like there may be work that it, from an electrical standpoint, and what that allows is your expertise to shine, your pricing to shine. I'm unsure if there are any union related regulations as far as who you get to do the work. But for instance, if you find something, you have that knowledge, or something kind of related. I mean, it's a stretch, but like HVAC, the government buys a lot of HVAC. And so you bid on an HVAC contract in Kansas, you wouldn't be the one doing it, but you would understand enough to find a company.
Hold on,
and
Mrs. Parks. We have another phone call from Carl from North Carolina.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Thank you, though.
Hey, Carl, you there?
What's up, cuz? You know I'm here.
Hey, Carl. How you doing? Okay. From North Carolina. North Carolina. We love it.
My day is early.
Turn your radio down, sir. You got too much feedback.
Just a little bit. Turn the radio down just a little bit. No worries.
I ain't even got my radio on. I'm on my headphone.
Yeah, but it's still feedback. We can hear you. We can hear the feedback.
Oh,
well, so what state you in, Carl?
I'm in Iowa right now. You know, I got to deliver to these corn hustlers. They love corn out here. Cornfields. You ain't never seen no corn, but I'm telling you, I can bring you a load. I'm telling you, it's a good thing. Well, congratulations on your show that going, cuz. Everything sound good out there.
Thank you, man. Hey.
God bless.
Like they say in trucking, thank you and appreciate it. In a break of 1-9 to my cousin. That's a break of 1-9 to my cousin. Listen, you be safe out
there.
Hello,
Tammy.
How you doing, Tammy? How you doing?
Yeah, I seen you on that poster.
You sound like Country Wayne.
Yeah, I'm the lady. It's nice to meet you.
My cousin Country.
Yeah, I'm going on Country Wayne.
Definitely. I'm the lady. It's an absolute pleasure. And thank you so much for calling in and supporting us. We're looking to be in there for the long haul. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm gonna get some of my trucker buddies gonna get y'all call.
Hey.
It's gonna be all that popping.
Oh, the Midwest don't do nothing but listen to the radio.
Absolutely.
There's out here too, dude. There's a lot of corn. There's a lot of kids. That's all it is. Hey, put it. born and one together, you know. Every job
and children of the corn.
Oh, real quickly. The largest truck stop.
I was in the Navy. That took me away from home. Now I'm trucking. That takes me away from home.
One team, one fight.
Your family appreciates you very much.
One fat question, cuz. Hold up, cuz. Hold up, cuz. One fat question before you get off the phone. The largest truck stop in the world. Is in
the Highway 80 truck. When you come in, you see that big old sign say Iowa 80 truck stop. Got everything. A museum.
Oh, I
got
to see that one day. I got to see that one.
I've been there so many times. It's my second home. That's where I broke down at my first truck.
Oh wow.
Yeah, you did.
I sure did. A Volvo.
But look, I don't want to hold up the line. I know you got other callers and everything, but I will be. I'll probably be calling you weekly.
Let me.
Tammy, get ready for it, Tammy.
I'm ready.
I'm a Scorpio.
Okay, Drake. OVO zone.
Drake, Canadian. I'm American. Drake, American.
Let's not get that, Mr. Shrewd. Let's not. But I really appreciate
you. And you leave Ursha. Leave Ursha alone, man. Ursha, you must don't know. Ursha was popping back in the 90s. But I'm telling you who they should have had on the show. They should have had my boy Nelly.
Country grammar.
Hey, cuz, we got to go. I love you. But like I said, you get to stay longer because this is my show. So that's why you get to stay a little longer because you're my family. Mm-hmm. And cuz I love you.
Be safe out there on that road.
I'll call you later on tonight.
Absolutely.
WICC. WI call cross.
Yeah.
Will I call cross?
Yes, we will.
Yes. Hey, you need to call me.
But everybody, you have a good night make sure you check out Dr. Kizzy Parks.
Dr. Kizzy Parks, yes.
She's got her book out. She's got her group and all that stuff. She's got a lot of information.
The book name is Winners.
Yeah. Government contract winners.
Yes.
That's right.
The Winner's Way.
WinnersWayBooks.com.
Yes, sir. WinnersWayBook.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to the Truck Drivers Talking Trash Show on WICC 600 AM. I'm Darren Cross. We got Lady to the left. We got the funky technician, Sheldon.
Sheldon Dobbs.
Hey, I hope y'all enjoyed our show tonight. I hope you're having a good time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate you.
And listen, we are so appreciative that you took time to listen to our show. Our first guest, Dr. Kizzy Parks. Thank you, Kizzy Parks, for just hanging out with us, man. We can't thank you so much. We can't thank you enough.
Until next time.
That's it. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Good night.
Good night, Aurora.